Jesse was drinking scotch at the counter in his tiny kitchen when Jen called. "Is it later there or earlier?" Jen asked. "It's 8 o'clock where you are and 11 o'clock where I am." "Are you drinking?"
"I'm having one scotch before bed," Jesse said.
"Just one?"
"Funny thing, Jen. There's a lot of pressure here all of a sudden, and it seems like I don't need a drink. I haven't had more than one since the pressure began."
"Are you in trouble?"
"There is trouble. I don't know yet if I'm in it."
"Can you tell me about it?"
"The trouble? Sure. The guy I replaced in this job got murdered in Wyoming. A woman got murdered, and I think it's a way of getting at me."
"Was she close to you?"
"No, I didn't know her, but I know who did it, and I think he did it to challenge me."
"Are you scared?"
"Yes. It's probably why I only have one drink."
"So you'll be ready?"
"Something like that."
"Can you arrest the man?"
"I can't prove anything," Jesse said.
"Is the man in Wyoming part of this?"
"I don't know. It's crazy that a town like this, where there hasn't been killing in 50 years, suddenly has two in a month. It makes you want to think they're connected."
"But you don't see a connection?"
"No. There's some kind of militia group in town. Not like the National Guard, the other kind. And there's something funky about them."
"Do you like the men you work with?"
"I like them, but I don't know who I can trust."
"No one."
"Well, I'm sort of forced to trust one of them. My guess is he's okay."
"What about that woman? Weren't you seeing a woman?"
"Abby. She's mad at me."
"Have you broken up?"
"I don't know. Last time I saw her, she seemed a little mad."
"What was she mad at?"
"I wouldn't tell her about this."
"This being the stuff you're telling me?"
"Yes." "She said it meant I didn't trust her."
"Does that mean you trust me?"
"Yes."
"Even though?"
"Even though." The phone line made phone line noise while both of them remained silent.